My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right. Before we get to off the rails here with Shark Week, big move, big things happening in the NBA. And it includes, of all teams, one of the biggest teams in all of the NBA that everybody is locked in on at all times, wondering, what is this team going to do? The Sacramento Kings. Yes, that's right. The Sacramento Kings. They are the winners in the DeMar DeRozan race. That is your newest Sacramento King. DeMar DeRozan is going to be signed by the Sacramento Kings, and he will be joining De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis in Sacramento. Whether this is a huge move for them or not, they needed it because last year they were a play-in team, didn't even make the playoffs. This coming off of a year where they had a great year 2 years ago as the 3 seed in the Western Conference. So going from the 3 seed to not even making the playoffs as a play-in team to now getting DeMar DeRozan, which essentially forms your big three in Sacramento. And if you take a look at their roster, there's, you know, 7-8 man depth chart, essentially. I'm liking what the Kings are putting on paper right now. I am a big fan of this move. I think that it's what needed to be done for Sacramento. You couldn't stand pat. And when you look at what some of the other teams in the NBA are trying to do to take that next step, especially in the Western Conference as well, a deep Western Conference where 1-10 is a crapshoot, it seems like every year. Kudos for them winning this contest, winning the rights to DeMar DeRozan over some other teams, over the LA Lakers who were trying to go for him. Sacramento Kings loading up for this 2024-2025 season.
I mean, as a Blazer fan, thank God I don't have to see DeMar DeRozan in a Laker uniform, because we've been hearing about like him, Jeremy Grant, all these really good names going to Los Angeles. Whew. All right, get to wipe that sweat off my head. Like, they have to figure out how to make it work with Bronny James still. I'm in on that. As far as the Sacramento Kings go, I love this move for them. I do believe DeMar DeRozan's on the older side, obviously, getting towards 35. One of the best 3-and-D leagues, or excuse me, 3-and-D wings in the league. The Blazers always were at least calling about him, you know, like when they desperately needed a 3-and-D wing to pair with Damian Lillard. Never could get in on him, but now the price is a little bit better with this sign and trade. Still making, I mean, we were just saying before the show that these salaries, I'm never going to understand exactly what the rate is for specific players. Like Malik Beasley getting a $6 million 1 year contract, being one of the best 3-point shooters in the league, makes no sense to me. But an aging DeMar DeRozan, still with his reputation as one of the best 3-and-D wings in the league, gets $25 million a season. I'm not sure I like that part of the deal. But I do love the acquisition for the Sacramento Kings. He's going to be shooting for you. He's going to be paired with really great scorers in De'Aaron Fox. And then DeMontis Sabonis, who I also really wish the Blazers would have been in on when he was acquirable for nothing. I mean, what did they trade for him from OKC to Indiana? Like a bag of chips and a halfway decent mid-tier NBA player. It was really a very low cost of acquisition when DeMontis Sabonis started to break out in the NBA. Now he's an all-star. And then you got Keegan Murray as well, what we hope Chris Murray turns into, why the Blazers drafted him here in Portland. He's basically, I think, their fourth best option at this point. He averaged, what, 14, 15 a game for him. Sacramento
lights out shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Sacramento looks loaded. I love Mike Brown as their coach. I never thought that, I can never understand why him and LeBron didn't work. Mike Brown is one of the smartest minds in the NBA. He's an X's and O's guy, and he knows how to be the rah-rah coach, which is like the one skill that Doc Rivers has. He's a terrible X's and O's guy. So Mike Brown has the ability to put it all together. This acquisition for Sacramento, in my opinion, vaults them to the top five, guaranteed, in a very crowded Western Conference next season.
When you look at this Sacramento Kings team now, I mean, the trade as it goes, so they will be sending Harrison Barnes to the San Antonio Spurs and then to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls will get Chris Duarte and two second-round picks. Hey, Oregon Duck, Chris Duarte.
And Harrison Barnes, he's past his prime. I mean, he's only 32 still, but we are talking about an aging Harrison Barnes here.
Yeah, I mean, hey, nice little move for the Spurs, just basically like acquiring savvy vets around Victor Wembanyama to just be a pro and learn the league. I mean, put Harrison Barnes and Chris Paul around Victor Wembanyama, and then you got Stephon Castle over there now. I like what the Spurs are doing this offseason, but obviously, as far as the team that's trying to win now, the Sacramento Kings making this move. So you got DeMar DeRozan, you got De'Aaron Fox, you got DeMontis Sabonis. You hope that Kevin Huerter can return to form in his first year with the Kings, because he had a little bit dip last year. But then you have sixth man of the year, Malik Monk. And I'm trying to think, did he win it 2 years ago? Because I don't think he won it this year.
No, I don't believe he did. But Malik Monk is,
or at least has been close to winning it. I mean, he is one of the best six men in the league. And then, as you mentioned, Keegan Murray as well. This is huge. This is a great move for the Sacramento Kings. And as you mentioned, Jordan, it keeps him away from one of the teams in the Western Conference who is just having a hell of an offseason, and that is the Los Angeles Lakers, who we'll get to here in a second. But
did not win that award, but was in the voting. Yes.
Yeah, Malik Monk, he's been damn close like 2 years in a row now. But Sacramento Kings, they're making the move. They're making a move that other teams wanted to go and get DeMar DeRozan. So light the beam. Light the beam, baby. Sacramento Kings are back on it. And again, we'll see where it leads to them in the Western Conference. Injuries aside, this is a solid, solid formation of these three players.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.